In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode of Conspiracy Unlimited, media scientist and assassination researcher Nelson Thal discusses the long list of unusual and often violent deaths of persons connected to Bill and Hillary Clinton.
We have to remember that Clinton would have access to the top CIA methods of killing people. He would have access to all these high-tech biological weapons, which you put into a person's drink, it kills them, like PEP, pulmonary embolism pill, just stops the heart, and then it disappears.
This podcast is brought to you by Family Bunker Designs. If you believe things are headed in a scary direction these days, then you'll want to listen to this message. 4 years ago, John Hartman, a retired military man and certified disaster and survival expert, created the ultimate solution to keep his family safe from danger. He built a family survival bunker. With the advice of experts, he decided to share what he learned and published the ultimate guide to family bunker construction. His designs are highly affordable, yet your family bunker will be safe, well hidden, and strong enough to withstand almost any disaster or terrorist attack. These days, with so many threats out there, a safe hideout is essential for security. And right now, when you order the Family Bunker Guide, you'll get 3 bonus survival guides absolutely free. Don't put it off. Get this life-saving information now. Learn more at clearbroadcast.com. That's clearbroadcast.com.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard Serrett.
Well,
Welcome to episode 15. Now, before we get Nelson Thal in here and discuss the Clinton death list, I want to announce a new contest. Every week, I'm going to draw a name from a list of emails, and the winner will receive a copy of either Volume 1 or Volume 2 of Strange Planet. Now, these are collections of a radio feature that I host and produce and write, and they air up here in Canada on Zoomer Radio in Toronto and Information Radio 102.3 FM in Muskoka. And each volume or CD contains about 20 episodes of my feature, Strange Planet. These are 4-minute vignettes about conspiracies and the paranormal and so forth. So, to enter the weekly draw, here is what you need to do. You have to subscribe to this podcast, Conspiracy Unlimited, if you haven't already done so. And then I need you to post a review and a rating. A review and a rating, and take a screenshot of that and email it to me at richardserrett1@gmail.com. Richard Serrett, followed by the numeral 1@gmail.com. And every Friday I'll draw a name from the submitted emails and I'll drop a CD of Strange Planet in the mail to the winner. Good luck. How many people do you personally know who have died mysteriously? How about in plane crashes or car wrecks, bizarre suicides, people beaten to death or murdered in a hail of bullets? And what about violent freak accidents like separate mountain biking and skiing collisions in Aspen, Colorado, or barbells crushing a person's throat? Apparently, if you're Bill or Hillary Clinton, the answer to that question is at the very least 33 and possibly many more. Nelson Thal is recognized as one of the world's leading authorities on the science of communication, media, and process analysis. His expertise has afforded him the opportunity to define law terms for the Federal Court of Canada and develop a television series with Dr. Timothy Leary. Bill Gates invited Nelson to contribute an essay to the book Web Weaving. While a graduate student studying at the University of Toronto with Professor Marshall McLuhan, Thal became a McLuhan protege and served as the president of the Marshall McLuhan Center on Global Communications from 1990 to 1995. He served on the boards of directors of Torstar, Stanley Media, Peace Arch Films and Entertainment, and other publicly traded media companies. He's a lecturer, author, assassination researcher, media scientist, and has been a consultant to companies in the United States, Russia, Canada, and Britain. Nelson Thal, welcome to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Nice being here, Rich.
Well, just when we thought that maybe finally the Clintons had sort of exited the stage for good, a good riddance, now we're hearing a possible connection with this billionaire a couple, Barry and Honey Sherman, who were found dead in their North Toronto home several weeks ago. The police still are calling it suspicious but not murder. But I'm hearing on the grapevine that there may be a connection through the Shermans. Of course, he was the founder, billionaire founder of this drug company, Apotex. There may be a connection to the Clintons. What do you hear? What do you know?
Yes, well, it's great getting back into the following this long story, and the Clinton death list is a net that's taken in a lot of people, both guilty and innocent. And certainly we understand from our sources that there is a connection between the Shermans and certain things to do with the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, and operations within Haiti to get vaccines to help out with the possible disease that could come about as a result of the effect of that hurricane. And so there was
the earthquake. There was a devastating earthquake and a cholera outbreak and so forth. Right.
And as we understand it, there's a connection between them, the Shermans, and the Apotex, and helping out Haiti. And so the minute you have a connection to the Clintons, whether good or ill, you're in a dangerous zone, because if you know something If you innocently know something that you don't realize is important, unimportant to you, may be something that they feel is something they'd kill you over.
You know,
so
what's so bizarre
going on in the past, and innocent people are always getting in the way of these people, as we know with TW-800, and there's a lot of they may just be vulnerable, just innocent, vulnerable people.
Right. They knew the wrong people.
They knew the wrong people and,
right.
And knew something that they shouldn't know, but they didn't know that they need. It's just information about that's innocent to them, but the Clintons know that that could be used in court against them.
Well, that's the thing about the Clintons that, you know, and this has gone viral over the web for the last, you know, many, many years, this Clinton death list. But the thing is, even for those who are skeptical, I mean, the question comes up. I mean, how many people personally do you know, Nelson, for example, that have been murdered or that have died mysteriously or that they've died in a plane crash or a car wreck or they committed suicide, quote, end quote, or died under mysterious circumstances or in a hail of bullets? You know, I don't know anybody that has died, you know, violently that way, maybe in a car crash. But, you know, the Clintons, there are dozens and dozens and dozens, maybe 100 people that have known the Clintons and that have died under these mysterious or violent circumstances. It makes you think.
Well, I guess it's something that people will start to understand a little bit more if they realize the couple of facts. It was the great American judge buster out of Chicago, Sherman H. Skolnick, who started to uncover the secrets about the Clintons and expose it. And he really was carrying on the work of both Eustace Mullins and Ezra Pound, who were the people who started to identify the Federal Reserve. And let's remember, it was Sherman Skolnick who pointed out, and Eustace Mullins and Ezra Pound, that the Federal Reserve is no more federal than FedEx.
Right.
And so once you realize the power that a Clinton would have, a Rockefeller, part owner of the Fed.
Wait a minute. Explain that. You said that Clinton is a Rockefeller. You need to explain that.
Bill Clinton is one of the illegitimate children of, namely, it seems, because they try and cover it up. They try and say, no, it's David Rockefeller. But it looks like it's alleged to be, and Skolnick has never been wrong, he's got the birth certificates. He's the Winthrop Rockefeller's illegitimate son. A lot of these people that we see are illegitimate sons of wealthy, wealthy men. You know that, Richard. You've covered that on many of your shows. On our website, on our Twitter site, by the way, at State PsyOps, all lowercase, STATEPSYOPS. We've got the Clinton pardon list from the government website. It's very important. If you want to know about the Clinton death list, start with the pardon list, because some of the people he pardoned are murderers and assassins.
Interesting. And as a Rockefeller and part owner of the Federal Reserve, he would have access to assassination teams, supposedly.
All the assassination teams. The assassination teams within the Marines, within the military, very, very powerful at his disposal. He's a very powerful guy. I mean, we know that. Who could deny it? But the thing is, especially with what we know about Meno, Arkansas, and, of course, Winthrop Rockefeller owned Arkansas. It was basically his. Just like South America was a Rockefeller colony. We got to understand the wealth of these people and not let it blind us. There's a lot of wealth here. And it was always said that South America was a Rockefeller colony, and this guy's a Rockefeller. And, of course, Jay Rockefeller, who's John D. Rockefeller IV, he was a senator and one of the most powerful people in the American government because he was in charge of part of the Senate that looks after the money and the money given to the government and the budgets. These people are the major owners of the system. Let's not forget. At one point in 1960, CBS, NBC, and ABC were all owned by the Rockefellers. And some say they still own them all. All they've done is just created more puppets, CNN.
Let's talk about some of the names on the Clinton death list. And we're not sure whether we can add the Shermans to that list yet, Barry and Honey Sherman here in Toronto. But there does seem to be a link to the Clinton Foundation through Haiti and the vaccination program there after the cholera outbreak, after the earthquake a number of years ago.
Let's go through them. The CBS Las Vegas, let's go through their list. They start off and call it the Clinton Deadpool. This is on CBS Las Vegas' own website. I mean, it's not like we're doing any alternative radio here all of a sudden, Richard. One, James McDougal, Clinton's convicted Watergate Whitewater partner, died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. He was a key witness in Ken Starr's investigation. Mary Mahoney, Vince Foster, former White House counselor.
Well, let's slow down here. So Mary Mahoney, this was a White House intern.
A former White House intern, was murdered July 7, 1997 at a Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown. The murder happened just after she was to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House.
And supposedly just caught in an innocent caught in a hail of gunfire by some shooter. And she's gunned down, as you say, just before she's to testify.
Exactly.
I want to start with some of the more recent ones. August 2nd, 2016, Sean Lucas, he was the attorney who helped serve the DNC with a lawsuit. And this was just prior to the election, claiming that the former DNC chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, had rigged the primary. And so all of the Bernie Sanders supporters sort of launched this class action lawsuit against the DNC. And it was this attorney, Sean Lucas, who served the DNC with the lawsuit back in August of 2016. He ends up dead on the bathroom floor, discovered by his girlfriend. He's a young man. I think he was in his 30s or 40s. And I still haven't heard an official cause of death on that one. Have you?
No, and it's not surprising because we have to remember that Clinton would have access to the top CIA methods of killing people. He would have access to all these high-tech biological weapons, which you put into a person's drink, it kills them, like PEP, pulmonary embolism pill, just stops the heart, and then it disappears. Only a very sophisticated coroner would be able to find what actually killed the person. They've got these high-tech methods of murder that would be available to Clinton like that. Look what they did with Ron Brown. He was Secretary of Commerce. They crashed his plane, and to do it, they altered the actual ILS VOR landing system so that the glide slope would fly the plane into the ground, not to the runway.
Let's just back up and talk about this. Was Commerce Secretary Ron Brown?
He
was on a flight. Was it to the former Yugoslavia?
Right.
I believe. What happened there? Just set that up for us. What happened?
At the time of his death, Brown was being investigated and spoke publicly of his willingness to cut a deal with prosecutors. He knew a lot about the Clinton and about the movement of cash from the government into Clinton's pockets and the DNC chairman and the purchasing and buying the party, using people's money to buy control of the party. And when he flew to Yugoslavia, his plane was landing in IFR conditions.
What does that mean?
Basically, it means visibility zero, and the cloud height is like 50 feet off the ground. It's fog and cloud, and you can't see the ground until the last 50 feet, 50 to 100 feet. If you see the ground, you can land. It was very poor conditions. And what they did is they adjusted so the plane's coming down on its ILS system, which is a launch, which gives you your glide slope. And what happens is the glide slope is, as you head towards the runway, you're following the glide slope. It takes you right to the runway. They altered that signal that was broadcast from the airport so that it would take the plane right down into the ground, into a mountain, in effect, which is what happened. So they have sophisticated methods of murder, which was available to Bill Clinton, and that's how he built up a big death list.
So again, Ron Brown was getting ready to testify like young intern Mary Mahoney.
The most senior member of the American Navy Admiral Borda, B-O-O-R-D-H-A, Admiral Borda was going to arrest Bill Clinton because on the charge of treason, and Clinton had him assassinated and 12 flag officers with him.
I've never seen his Admiral name show Borda. Up on a death list. Admiral
well,
Borda.
It's all reported by Sherman Skolnick. Listen, okay. It's not my – let's to make it clear that I'm giving basically not my opinion. I'm giving you the facts from the great American judge buster Sherman Skolnick, who reported it. People go to our website, State PsyOps, and get a link to his Overthrow of the American Republic. And he goes through all this information and as exposes all this, all these secrets.
Victor Thorne, August 1st, 2016. This was the guy that authored four books on the Clintons: Hillary and Bill, the Sex Volume; Hillary and Bill, the Drugs Volume; Hillary and Bill, the Murder Volume; and Crowning Clinton, Why Hillary Shouldn't Be in the White House. Thorne reportedly committed suicide with a gun on his 54th birthday on a mountaintop in Pennsylvania. And get this, he made several appearances on a program called The Russell Scott Show, where he told the host, "Russell, if I'm ever found dead, it was murder. I would never kill myself." Victor Thorne.
I didn't realize he was on that death list.
August 1st, 2016, on his 54th birthday.
I didn't realize, oh my. Yes, that's very fascinating.
You know what else is fascinating, Nelson? Internet security experts are telling us we should use a different password for every website. But that could be a nightmare, keeping track of all of those passwords for online shopping and banking and email and other essentials. Plus, long, complicated passwords may be more secure, but they're very hard to remember. Well, there's a great solution. It's called RoboForm. You never need to remember or type a password ever again. How sweet is that? RoboForm gives you stronger passwords and faster logins, all with a single click. It keeps all your devices in sync. And when you shop online, RoboForm fills in those long address forms with one click. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android for personal or business use. And for peace of mind, RoboForm has around-the-clock support. It's one great solution for online security. Learn more at onegreatsolution.com. That's onegreatsolution.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Andrew Gold, a fallen BBC journalist interviewing the heretics and rebels brave enough to speak out against mainstream narratives. Here's Coleman Hughes, John Ronson, and the Trigonometry podcast guys bringing controversy to the fore.
How'd you feel if a person of a different race moved in next door?
I spent a while with a politically correct faction of the Ku Klux Klan.
The system punishes people for wrongthink. It's heartbreaking.
Here's My Unorthodox Life Netflix star Julia Hart on getting out of a Hasidic Jewish cult.
Why can't I be okay with being silent and subservient? Everyone else is.
And biologist Richard Dawkins on trans activism.
It's perfectly legitimate to say, I'm a man, but I feel feminine. But to then say, therefore I am a woman, is just a betrayal of language.
Now it's your turn. Rebel against the mainstream and find a home in this sensible alternative space by subscribing to Heretics Podcast.
The truth goes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Then it is violently opposed. Finally, it is accepted as self-evident.
Let me just read that again, what that means.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
We're back with media scientist, assassination researcher Nelson Thal.
Do you want to go on to others? There's so many. How many do you want to cover?
Well, let's just keep working our way down the list. Did you have another one you wanted to mention?
Well, yes, there's Paul Tully, who was the Democratic National Committee political director, was found dead in a hotel room in Little Rock, September 92. He was described by Clinton as a dear friend and trusted advisor, quote unquote.
And how did he die? Do we know?
We don't know how he died, and I don't know what the cause of death was. but he was not, he was in good health. And he was in Little Rock, Arkansas. That should tell you everything.
There you go. Yeah. Joe Montano, July 25th, 2016. He served as chairman of the Democratic National Committee before Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He was an aide to Hillary's running mate, Tim Kaine. And he supposedly died of a heart attack after the WikiLeaks DNC email dump, and he was 47 years old. So there again, we have these heart attacks, sudden heart attacks at a fairly young age. I mean, that is plausible, but I mean, they can induce these heart attacks. What did you call that little pill that they give them?
PEP, pulmonary embolism pill. Hmm. It gives them a heart attack and it disappears.
It's not detected in an autopsy, in other words.
That's right.
Or difficult to detect.
Very difficult to detect. The attorney investigating corruption at Neenah Airport with Casolaro and the 1980 October surprise was found dead on a toilet June 22, 1993 in his Washington, D.C. apartment, had delivered a report to Janet Reno 3 weeks before his death. And, of course, he with the whole thing about the Janet Reno report, it was it just, of course, indicted Clinton in all the fingerprints and all these things, the whole corruption at Neenah Airport.
Well, what was going on at Neenah Airport? Explain.
What the U.S. government was doing is, in order to bring drugs into the country legally, all sorts of drugs, what the CIA and the government were doing was basically they went down to all the South American countries. The customs office took its seal. And it just – they put the drugs into containers. It was sealed with a customs seal from the customs office in Buenos Aires or wherever, Sao Paulo or wherever. And then when it comes into the country, the pilots just have to say, look, is the seal sealed? It hasn't broken the seal. So whatever's inside, it's not our problem. And, of course, the government would receive the – would receive it through customs, and they'd see the seal on and just let it through. So tons of drugs were coming in under these customs, U.S. customs seals. And that was all being run into Neenah, Arkansas, Neenah Airport in Arkansas, is how, where the major point at which they were landing from South America. So
and they could do that because Clinton was governor, and he would make sure that, you know, there was no disruption.
And he was governor because daddy owned the state.
We have to talk about Seth Rich a little bit here. And he will be the subject of a separate episode all on his own. But for now, we add to the list the murder of 27-year-old Seth Rich, DNC staffer, director of voter expansion at DNC headquarters since 2014, gunned down in his Washington, D.C. neighborhood in July 10th of 2016, officially the victim of a botched robbery attempt, although his wallet, credit cards, watch, other jewelry not taken. It has been strongly hinted by Julian Assange that Rich was the source or a source of those damning DNC emails that were published by WikiLeaks. Assange all but admitted that Rich was his source in an interview. Interesting that despite numerous cash rewards, no one has come forward with any information or tips. We had the break-in of an FBI vehicle, a Ford Explorer, where a handgun and a long gun were stolen, and this happened in the same neighborhood, roughly, and around the same time of Rich's murder. To this date, the name of the hospital where Rich was taken, still clinging to life, has never been released. We still don't have a ballistics report or a medical examiner's report. This is unprecedented. And, of course, the strange admission by former DNC chair Donna Brazile in her book that after Seth Rich's murder, she feared for her life. Now, if it was a random act, a botched robbery, why would the former DNC chair say that? So, again, no Clinton death list would be complete without adding Seth Rich.
Yes, the following Clinton bodyguards are also dead. They're on the list. Major William S. Barkley, Jr., Captain Scott J. Reynolds, Sergeant Brian Hanley, Sergeant Tim Sable, Major General William Robertson, Colonel William Densberger, Colonel Robert Kelly, it goes on and on. There's a lot more. But so his bodyguards, a lot of bodyguards of his are dead. So obviously there's been a lot, you know, if you're in the drug and the weapons business, like Clinton has been running a murder inc and a weapons business, your bodyguards are going to get shot and killed because you've got guys who are out to try and shoot you.
Interesting.
And of course, he uses doubles, of course. Remember, body doubles and clones. So there's a lot going on. And you can see this in the movies. Six Day with Schwarzenegger shows it. Salt, the movie Salt. And there's a lot of the movies that show what is really going on that level. They just change the names to protect the guilty.
June 22nd, 2016, John Ash, former UN official with Hillary Clinton. And he was, in fact, the former United Nations General Assembly president, found dead. I remember this one, found dead in his New York home of a supposed heart attack, although the local police official said his throat had been crushed, presumably by a barbell he dropped while pumping iron. And this is a case of someone else who was scheduled to testify. Days after his death, he was scheduled to testify again against the Clintons.
Yes, exactly. So where do you think it's going to go, Richard? Is it going to surface more and more with what's happening around in the Trump era?
I think at this point, I mean, I don't see Hillary running again ever. I think they are going to exit stage left for the most part, and will probably get away with just about everything. You know, all of the scandals, the dozens and dozens of scandals, they will retire quietly to upstate New York or some such place. And I don't know that I think Trump is too busy now. You know, he's just got his hands tied with so many things. I don't think he's going to go after them. I know he promised he would, but at this point, no, I don't see it happening. Do you?
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Overwhelmed by investing?
If you're anything like us, the hardest part is getting started. That's why we created the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Our goal is to help simplify money so it can work for you.
We invite guests to demystify investing.
At least try to be setting aside like the minimum 10% into the 401k.
We'll teach you the basics of the market.
Yeah, I think compound interest should be at the start of any discussion about investing. And
we've had investment professionals who teach in a simple way.
A valuation-driven bear market. You know, we haven't really seen yet, and I think everyone's thinking about it, but we haven't really seen yet.
Our Q&A episodes feature questions from listeners just like you.
So what do you think about the situation with ETBI, which is Activision?
I'm Dave Ahern.
And I'm Andrew Sather.
And we hope you join us on the Investing for Beginners podcast.
On the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator?
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Lincoln County 911.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Well, one thing I do see is that I think that what there's been a a dam holding back justice from being done. And if Trump just merely says he's going to look the other way, then the system itself may put them in jail and put them in Gitmo. And he may want to try and stop it and won't be able to. I think that, you know, I just don't see how you can play the game these people have been playing and not now suffer the consequences when the day of reckoning comes. And where are you going to hide? At some point, when they all go at the people that are after him become so big that he may seek justice and just to get safety from them and protect and keep himself alive and get himself put in jail, he may be safer in Gitmo down the road. I don't know. Look what's going on in South America. I mean, Bush has a big ranch there. Rockefeller has a big ranch. It seems those guys can't really hang out there anymore. They've got to come back to the United States. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here and how far it will go. It may go we may have a Charles the First. It may happen here. We don't know.
Explain. What do you mean by that?
Well, they cut off his head, Charles the First, because he was doing the same things that the Clintons were doing. So the Clintons are doing the same thing as Charles the First is doing. So we'll see whether or not he can get away with it, because his predecessor didn't really get too far. Oliver Cromwell took off his head. And if we have an Oliver Cromwell show up in America, you don't know what's going to happen. We can't tell. It's the futures. But it's going to be interesting to see. Ultimately, I think that justice is done some sort. They may get off and be put on an island of St. Helena's or something. I don't know,
Nelson. When you've got the entire, virtually the entire mainstream media watching your back the way the Clintons do, they seem to be impervious to all of this. I mean, I look at the
bodyguards may turn on them. They got to be careful. That's what happens, because their Secret Service is controlled by the Treasury Department, which is controlled now by Trump. So it would be interesting to see what happens.
Oh, that is interesting. But, you know, I look at Uranium One, and I look at all of the email scandal with the private server and so forth, and the pay for play with the Clinton Foundation. You add all of these things up, and Ethel and Julius Rosenberg went to the chair for far less back in the 1950s.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, the big picture from my standpoint is nothing's changed. You learn from history. In 1776, we had a war between the Patriots and the monarchy. And the same thing's happening. Trump's the Patriot and Hillary's the monarchy. And we'll just have to watch and see how it plays itself out.
Let me add another log on the fire here in terms of the Clinton death list. And that's the topic for discussion with media scientist Nelson Thal. August 16th, 2010. Do you remember this one? This was Gareth Williams. He was an MI6 spy. They found his dead body naked, padlocked, and stuffed in a 32-inch by 19-inch duffel bag. That was sitting in his London bathtub. He had illegally hacked secret data on Bill Clinton, according to the Sun newspaper in the UK. The news site noted, his death is still one of Britain's most mysterious unsolved cases. Scotland Yard announced his death as a suicide, saying he locked himself in the bag.
Look, when you... Bill Clinton's got high-tech assassination tools and teams to his disposal, and he's used it and created this big death list with various murders, and many of them are just heart attacks or they're just fake. You know, they're basically been poisoned to death one way or the other. Let's add Barry Seal. People should always search out Barry Seal, because he was the Medellin cartel drug-running TWA pilot out of Mena, Arkansas. And his death was no accident, and he's on Wikipedia, and we don't have time to go through it. But Barry Seal, S-E-A-L, is another guy on the Clinton death list that's very interesting and opens up a whole avenue, an understanding of a portal into that world of drug running and flying and that whole thing and being above the law.
Lieutenant General David J. McLeod, July 26, 1998. McLeod served as Clinton's director for the Joint Chiefs of Staff Force Structure, Resources and Assessment Directorate, or J-8. He later became the commander of Alaska Command and 11th Air Force. He was killed while he piloted his personal Russian-built single-engined Acrobat aircraft. The cause of the crash was reportedly unknown. Several blogs have printed unsubstantiated claims that McLeod had been part of a group of 24 flag officers that sought to arrest Clinton for treason under the Uniform Code of Military Justice while Clinton was president. You mentioned James McDougal already, March 8th, 1998. That was the former business partner with the Clintons and the kind of the brains behind the Whitewater Development Corporation. Johnny Lawhorn, March 29th, 98. Mechanic reportedly discovered a large check from Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan made out to Bill Clinton. The check was said to have been found in a car at his repair shop. He was later killed in a car accident. There you go. I mean, and we haven't even scratched the surface. It just goes, this list goes on and on and on.
And a lot of them are innocent people. We shouldn't forget that. Like people like Kevin Ives and Don Henry, known as the Boys on the Track case. Let me just mention it in this quickly. Reports say the boys stumbled upon the Mena, Arkansas airport drug operation, a controversial case, the initial report of death said, due to falling asleep on railroad tracks. Later reports claim the two boys had been slain before being placed on the tracks. Many linked the case to the fact that their testimony was to come before a grand jury about drug operations at Mena, Arkansas, and the connection with Bill Clinton, and that they were just murdered and then just put on the tracks. So to come back to Barry Sherman, he could have been just one of the boys on the track case.
We have to, of course, mention, you alluded to him earlier, but we need to go into some more detail, and that would be Vince Foster, July 20th, 1993, Deputy White House Counsel, Hillary's friend, law partner, connections to Travelgate, Whitewater scandals, and he was found dead in a park, Lafayette Park, with a fatal gunshot wound to his mouth. And again, his suicide was subject of much speculation. Three official investigations.
Can I add more information about that about Foster's death?
Yes, please.
The same Vince Foster was on his way to the Swiss frontier near the French border. There was a team that was being sent to arrest Mark Rich, who is the man who Bill Clinton pardoned his last day in office,
right?
Drug smuggler and money launderer. And Vince Foster wound up dead. The other team members, one wound up was Leo Wanta, who wound up in Wisconsin under house arrest. And another was a general. I can't remember his name right now, but he was arrested. It'll come to me. but Foster and Leo Wanta were out to arrest Mark Rich, and they were prevented from doing so by an army military team sent out by Clinton. So Vince Foster, Hillary's law partner, is on his way to try and arrest Mark Rich. Bill's making sure that the team stops them from doing it. And now, Vince Foster may not – was he in touch with Hillary? Who knows? But he was a colleague of Hillary's. And so this is the interesting things that Foster's connected with the CIA general who was the – I can't remember his last name right now. The CIA general and Vince Foster. And, of course, they were supposed, according to Sherman Skolnick, they were on their way there on behalf of Al Gore to arrest Mark Rich, and Clinton sent his team to prevent it from happening, and Vince Foster wound up dead.
Right, right. So then there was that whole, in the aftermath of that, this scandal, because federal investigators weren't even allowed to enter Foster's office, but White House aides went in shortly after his death, and this, of course, gave rise to speculation that files were removed from his office. So
yeah, it was Vernon Walter was the name of the general, the CIA general, and he was a big diplomat, a top level. His name is General Vernon Walters. He was also with Foster wound up disappeared after that. He wasn't murdered, but he was high enough level to protect himself. But he was sort of giving a real scolding. You never heard from him after that.
Hmm. And then there's one going back all the way to 1977. This may be the victim number one on the Clinton death list. Susan Coleman was pregnant at the time of her death, was rumored to have had an affair with Bill Clinton while he was still Arkansas Attorney General. Clinton had been Coleman's law professor at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Though Coleman died of a gunshot wound to the back of her head, her death was ruled a suicide. Well, there you go.
There you go. We could go on and on. I don't know it's perfectly evident to people who've never heard about this from the first time that there's lots of ways in which they can just get into this and start doing their own research and see what the real truth is behind the fake news. Everybody's been given fake news about the Clintons. The biggest fake news is the public story about the Clintons.
Well, again, I come back to my remarks off the top, and that is, even for a skeptic has to stop and think, you know, how many people do they know that have died in a hail of bullets or have died by suicide or in some violent way or in some mysterious way? Yeah. Maybe on the surface it seems like it's a heart attack. But the list for the Clintons, people that knew the Clintons, dealt with the Clintons, this list just goes...
Yeah. Just to add something here, remember the late Hugh Rodham Sr., according to Sherman Skolnick, was an, quote, infamous international money laundering expert in insurance field. He was the father of Hillary, mm-hmm. and they were close to the Gambino crime family.
Interesting.
And originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania. So so Hillary comes from a long line of experts. She's got an expertise. Her father was an infamous international money laundry expert.
You know, I can't
worked
think
for
of
the Gambino family.
Worked for the Gambino family. I can't think of another, a more corrupt political dynasty than the Clintons.
What makes you sick is they're meeting with Wang Zhu, the Red Chinese secret police guy, and passing all sorts of information about these people are traitors of the first degree. They pass information, secret information, launch codes to the Red Chinese. They lunch with the guy. Sherman Skolnick reports how they lunched with them regularly. Like, they didn't hide this. They're lunching with the head of the Red Chinese secret political police, passing all sorts of secrets down the line. So this is why Admiral Burda went to arrest, the admirals tried to arrest him. But as a Rockefeller, this is the problem we're running, is, and maybe this is what we're going to see ended, is the end of the rule, the dictatorship of the Fed on America.
Well, they seem to be untouchable, at least at the moment. Who knows?
Yeah, but if the Clintons go down, then you know that that's what's behind the hidden ground to it as well.
All right, Nelson. Well, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Give us the Twitter feed again, please.
Yeah, at State PsyOps, STATEPSYOPS, at State PsyOps. And it's worth going in and checking it out. And it's connected with your show.
The terrestrial radio program, The Conspiracy Show, right.
It's a must daily review for counter-propaganda scientists.
Nelson, thank you. Until next time.
Thanks. And keep up the great work, Richard.
All right. Nelson Thal. Bye-bye. I'll be back in a moment to tell you what's coming up on episode 16 of Conspiracy Unlimited. But first of all, it is a new year, and I'm wondering, is weight loss on your wish list? It is on mine. Unfortunately, the commitment to weight loss often fades. I don't have to tell you that. Many people simply give up in the first 90 days. 90. The key is having the right mindset, and getting thin and staying that way lies in our thought processes, and hypnotherapy can make all the difference. Now clinical hypnotherapist Dr. Steve G. Jones has created a set of 5 audio hypnotic sessions that apply the power of hypnosis. They can reprogram the mind, replace bad habits with vibrant, positive new habits, and help you achieve natural and long-lasting weight loss. Weight loss hypnotherapy really works, and it's available now at a special discount. Isn't it time to lose those extra pounds? Check out weight loss hypnotherapy right now at smartclicksavings.com. That's smartclicksavings.com. Coming up on episode 16 of Conspiracy Unlimited, Charlie Robinson, the author of the controversial book Octopus of Global Control. Until next time, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.